Yeah, and you're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast. And we've got Hayden from Block Eight Australia on the line. G'day, Hayden. How are you?
Hi, Annie. I'm doing well.
Yeah, a pretty wild week leading up to the Sydney convergence for Block Eight Australia.
Right. I mean, wild is almost an understatement. It's, you know, the kind of police repression that we witnessed in the last week has been almost unprecedented on this continent.
Yeah, exactly. Also fascinating how they've massaged the media with feared for their lives, which, as I was saying to my listeners, has a very creepy shadow of the shooting of Zachary Rolfe in Yindamu. That was one of his defence lines, feared for his life.
Right, that's exactly it. There's a whole kind of fear campaign being mobilised here, and it's likewise seen in the rhetoric around unlawful protest, for instance. It's the notion that what we're doing is criminal when, of course, it's quite clear who the real criminals are.
Yeah, and there's a lot at stake, isn't there? Block Eight Australia has very courageously run very effective campaigns targeting key fossil fuel infrastructure to raise awareness of the critical time that Australia is in, and the world is in fact.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we need to be confronting these structures of destruction and exploitation directly. You know, the time for any kind of performativity in action, I think, is quite clearly far past, and it's clear that, you know, these institutions within Australia are not only enabling climate destruction, but actively driving it and resisting any kind of mobilisation against climate destruction. So we really do need to be challenging them directly.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because with the election results, the federal government election results, and you don't want to get too extreme in your hallelujah moment, but it was a climate election. It definitely was a climate election.
Right, definitely. And the public consciousness has certainly been turning. I think if we look at what people have been expressing, say what has been reported in the media in the last week, people are really recognising that what we are doing is not any kind of radical action. It's pragmatic and very justified, and people have likewise realised that what the police are doing is vastly, you know, these kind of repressive tactics are completely unwarranted.
It's fascinating, isn't it? Because it is a war of opinion, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's what the New South Wales Police and various right-wing media outlets have been trying to do. They're trying to present a view of protest as some kind of criminalised activity or something immoral.
Sydney is an interesting topography from the point of view of a person who comes from Melbourne. It's got an awful lot of tunnels, and it's difficult to negotiate walking. But obviously you've worked out various things that are key weak points for this particular convergence.
Right, yeah, I mean, certainly, and on a larger scale, Sydney itself is one of those weak points. It's a bottleneck to the system as a whole. It's a key nexus within which material flows and labour and all these sort of flows of power are occurring, and so it's really a nexus within the larger Australian system.
So I know that when the news came out about the raids on the farm, that there would have been people wondering if it was all going to go ahead. But Block Eight Australia has made very clear that the mobilisation starting on June the 27th, on Monday, is going ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, this kind of repression that we've been facing is terrible on so many levels, but at the same time, it's not at all unexpected. This is the inevitable response of power when it is challenged by effective mechanisms of disputing that power. And so you know, it's shocking, but at the same time, it's not surprising. We were prepared for this kind of repression, and we're not going to be intimidated by it. We're not going to be dissuaded from meaningful action. If anything, it just gives us, and I think much of the public, more fire to push on.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously you are being effective, because people are being picked up and excluded from the community. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So there have been a variety of legal mechanisms that have been employed by New South Wales Police to try and cripple our movement. So there's a litany of kind of cruel and unusual bail conditions. There's a vast array of like non-association orders, which is really, it's becoming quite normalised for us now, but it's worth remembering that this is actually a very unusual thing, these kind of conditions that have traditionally been used for violent gangs, right? There's people that have refused bail entirely and are being imprisoned for weeks. So they're really throwing everything they've got through the judiciary system to try and immobilise us, to try and prevent people from being able to organise together and take action.
Mm. Yeah, and categorising people, characterising people as being vicious criminals, dangerous and vicious criminals.
Right, exactly. Well, likewise, suggesting that what the police have done over the last week has been entirely lawful and justified.
Yeah, no, it's anybody who's had any activist experience and come up against the police must just shudder. I mean, I shudder at what was coming out of their mouths in defence of their actions.
Right, sure, that what they feel is justifiable or what they feel they can get away with is shocking. Fortunately, I don't think they have, and I don't think they are. Mm. I think that the media and the public consciousness, for the most part, is rapidly turning away from them and towards our cause.
And you've your organisation, Loose Organisation, has called on people, environmental activists, to actually join you in Sydney.
That's exactly right, and perhaps not even environmental activists. I mean, this kind of repression that we're facing is not limited to us. It's a problem that affects everybody. A few days ago, New South Wales has passed new laws to further criminalise and punish strikers, for instance, strikes that they deem to be illegal. It's the same sort of rhetoric. So I think this fight against state repression is one that is relevant to all of us, but of course, so is the fight for our planet. This fight is everybody's.
Can you give us a clue as to what will happen on Monday? Give us a picture of what you think is going to happen.
You know, it's a bit hard to say still at this stage, but I think what's quite clear is that people will be descending on the city together to move through it fluidly and to disrupt these operations of power together.
Thank you very much for giving us some time, Hayden, and good luck and keep safe.
Thanks, Annie. You too.
Yeah. And that was Hayden from Blockade Australia, and it's all on, starts on Monday, goes to July the 2nd, Defending the Planet.